Michael, well, you and I go back in radio, and I know that you've been recently doing some for work for Prince. Can you tell us a little bit about that and your relationship with him?
Yeah, it's been about 2.5 years that I've been DJing parties for him out here at the studio, whether they were public or private. And, you know, I grew up with Prince ever since I was 6 years old and I heard When Doves Cry. I was immediately a fan, and he was a soundtrack in my life. And to be able to get a call, you know, at like 1 o'clock in the morning saying, Prince is thinking about doing these parties and we want to try you out as a DJ. Would you be willing to do it? I'm like, well, of course. And then after that, the jitters, the anxiety, everything sets in as far as what am I going to do? Or, you know, what's my first reaction going to be when I actually get to meet Prince or interact with them? And it's, I think one of the things is ever since that first night, I've been called back, and it was just one of those things where I'm going to ride the wave as long as I can and take that opportunity. And it was just one of the things just to have him be able to have me be out here and play for parties is, it's beyond words. I mean, it's been so honored.
And you recently saw him when was the last time you saw him?
Recently just saw him Saturday. It was a dance party out here, and, you know, with all the news of him having to stop at a hospital for dehydration, and he had the flu, obviously that was reported that he had to cancel a show in Atlanta about 2 weeks ago because he had the flu. And when he came out, he looked great, you know, and he did mention, alluded to what the news that was going on. And he had said, you know, when you hear news, wait a couple days before you waste any prayers.
And, you know, your reaction when you learned about it today?
Reaction, no words. I mean, when I heard about it and how early it was, I pretty much knew that there's only really one person here that you can think of, and immediately came out here.
And, you know, you kind of pointed this out to me before the interview. Ironically, it was raining.
Yeah, it was raining today when all this happened. And now, you know, the sun is shining right now. But, yeah, it was raining.
And then my last question for you. I know you're really busy. What kind of a guy was Prince?
Prince was a very down-to-earth, chill guy. I mean, you hear stories about him and whether they're negative or whatnot. But to me, he was just an all-around chill guy where, you know, I could come out here and he could be very focused on his craft and what he is doing. But sometimes you just had a moment for some side chat and it was just like, whoa, you know, I'm having a conversation with one of the biggest musical icons and person I grew up listening to. And I'm like, this can't be. This is so surreal.
And did you ever imagine an artist's death like this would affect you so?
No. I mean, I was just talking to a couple other fans and, you know, there's always, the day comes, but with Prince, we never thought it'd come so early.
And were you surprised to see so many fans, young and old?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge thing about Prince that you'll see. And one of the things that I immediately had been a fan of is Prince was able to bring all sorts of people, ages, cultures together. And, you know, one of the things that he had just talked about at a couple of recent parties with everything going on, the political light and everything, is that we just need to love each other. We all need to love each other.
And we'll leave it on that note. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tasha.